PowerPoint 2016, Lesson 1, Objectives. By the end of this lesson, you'll understand, be able to discuss and or perform the following tasks related to Microsoft PowerPoint 2016 with JAWS. Open PowerPoint and create a title slide. We'll look at the Office 2016 title bar, and then we'll look at the PowerPoint 2016 window. We'll also talk about and perform typing text in the title slide, set a background color for all slides, add an image as a background to the title slide so that it covers the whole slide, use the Design tab of the ribbon to insert the picture and cover the entire slide, create a second slide with a title, a text object on the left, and one content object placeholder on the right for an image, add an icon to play a sound, and then look at how does the slideshow read with JAWS. Let's go on to the next page here.
Next page visited link. Next PowerPoint 2016-Lesson 1-Introduction. Exercise colon open power.
I press Control to stop speech. PowerPoint 2016, Lesson 1, Introduction. This training document teaches you how to create a slideshow in PowerPoint 2016 using JAWS screen reading software. Although it was written for JAWS users, the process is also applicable as a low vision solution for people who use ZoomText screen magnification. ZoomText users may be able to use a mouse to point and click, but the keystrokes listed to navigate in PowerPoint can be used by both JAWS and ZoomText users. Open PowerPoint and create a title slide. Exercise. Open PowerPoint 2016. When you first open PowerPoint 2016, the start screen is open in the backstage view.
Alt Control P, opening dash PowerPoint, PowerPoint, backstage view.
This contains a sample of different templates and themes you could use to create a presentation. In addition, the most recently reviewed document is at the top of the pane on the left side. You can press Tab once to move to it, and then Enter to open it. This is a quick way to reopen the last document you had open. Press Escape to clear the backstage view.
Escape. No selection. To select an object, press Tab.
Focus moves to a standard title slide that has two placeholders. Press Tab to go to the object level and move between the two placeholders, and then press Escape to get out of the object level.
Center title placeholder. Subtitle placeholder. Center title placeholder. Escape.
Spend a few minutes exploring the slide and the PowerPoint window with the instructor. Office 2016 title bar. In Office 2016, the title bar has items that can be navigated to and activated using the keyboard. Once on the title bar, pressing right or left arrow moves focus between the following controls. Quick Access Toolbar, CAT, QAT, located on the left side of the title bar. To move to the Quick Access Toolbar, press the Alt key first to move to the ribbon.
Upper ribbon, Group Box, Home Tab.
And then press up arrow.
Leaving menu bar, auto save button unavailable.
I'll press right arrow to move across these items.
Save button. Can't undo split button unavailable. Can't repeat button unavailable. From beginning button.
So far, all of these buttons are actually on the CAT itself on the left-hand side of the screen, top row.
Menu. Customize toolbar submenu.
The customize toolbar submenu is just to the right of and part of the quick access toolbar. It gives you several other choices that you can add quickly and easily to the CAT. The title of the current document in the center of the title bar. I'll press right arrow.
Dan Clark submenu.
A link for the settings to your Microsoft account, where you can also switch accounts, etc. This and the next item are near the right side of the title bar.
Ribbon display options submenu.
The ribbon display options submenu. There are three options for this submenu.
Auto-hide ribbon.
Auto-hide the ribbon. Hide the ribbon. Click at the top of the application to show it.
Show tabs.
Show tabs. Show ribbon tabs only. Click a tab to show the commands.
Show tabs and commands checked.
Show tabs and commands. Show ribbon tabs and commands all the time. Checked. Note, this last setting should be the default. If an AT user is having problems with the ribbon, check this setting. I'll press Escape a few times.
Escape. Leaving Escape.
The PowerPoint 2016 window. Press the F6 key in PowerPoint to move from one part of the window to another. New, beginning in PowerPoint 2013, is the addition of a Notes button and a Comments button on the status bar. Pressing Enter on the Notes button simply toggles the Notes pane into or out of view. If it's toggled out of view when you press F6 to move to the various parts of the window, the Notes pane does not come into view. You can work with Comments to a certain extent, but they're very difficult to use, create, edit, read, and navigate to. We won't be using Comments in PowerPoint during this webinar. The different areas you can reach using F6 or Shift F6 while PowerPoint is open include the following. Main slide area. I'll press F6.
F6. Toolbar. Notes button.
Toolbar at the bottom of the window, just above the status bar.
F6. Upper ribbon. Group box. Home tab.
Upper ribbon. Row 2 at the top of the screen.
F6. Slide thumbnails tab. Leaving menu bar. Slide 1.
Notes pane, if open, between the main slide area and the toolbar at the bottom of the page. Thumbnails pane. A vertical pane on the left side of the window.
F6. Slide area. No selection. To select an object, press tab.
Task panes, if open, generally appear in vertical panes on the right side of the window. Typing text in the title slide. Begin by typing a title for the presentation and the author's name. Press Tab to move to the title placeholder, and press Enter to go into the object at the edit level.
Center title placeholder. Edit.
This text is centered, so the cursor is in the middle of the object. Type in a title, such as Birds of the Wetlands.
Blank.
Note, this is a multi-line edit field, so if you press Enter, the cursor is moved to the next line. Text is centered on each line. Press Escape to get out of edit mode and go back to the object level.
Escape. Object level. Birds of the Wetlands slide. 1 of 1. Center title placeholder. Level 1. Birds of the Wetlands.
Note, if you press Tab before pressing Escape, you won't go to the next object. Why? It inserts a tab stop in the line of text you're typing. Press Tab and press Enter to go into the edit level.
Subtitle placeholder.
Type in by your name and a title for yourself or company name if you'd like.
Edit.
Then press Escape to go back to the object level.
Escape. Object level. Birds of the Wetlands slide. 1 of 1. Subtitle placeholder. Level 1. By Dan Clark. Align Center. Freedom Scientific Training Department.
Set a background color for all slides. Exercise. Set the background color for the current slide and apply it to all following slides. Press F6 to make sure focus is in the slide area.
F6. Toolbar. Notes button. F6. Upper ribbon. Group box. Home tab. F6. Slide thumbnails tab. Leaving menu bar, birds of the wetland slide. F6, slide area, no selection. To select an object, press tab.
Press escape to make sure you're at the slide level again, not the object level.
Escape.
And press the application key again.
Shift F10, paste options, birds of the wetland slide, 1 of 1, use destination theme button.
Choose format background.
Menu, format background dot dot dot.
And the Format Background task pane appears with focus on the Fill button, which is currently selected.
Leaving menus. No selection. To select an object, press Tab. No selection. To select an object, press Tab.
Press Tab to move to the radio buttons and make sure Solid Fill is checked.
Fill button checked. Solid Fill radio button checked.
Press Tab to move to the Color button and activate it with the spacebar.
Hide background graphics checkbox not checked. Menu. Fill color submenu. Leaving menus. Table. Birds of the Wetland Slide, 1 of 1. Automatic button selected.
A color palette appears. Use the arrow keys to find a color of your liking for the background of the slides. For this example, I selected Blue Accent 1, lighter, 60%.
Orange, Accent 2 button. Orange, Accent 2, lighter 80% button. Orange, Accent 2, lighter 60% button. Blue, Accent 1, lighter 60% button.
Press Enter to choose the color.
Menu. Leaving menus. No selection. To select an object, press Tab.
The color palette closes and focus returns to the color button in the Format Background task pane. Press Tab to move to the Apply to All button and activate it with the spacebar.
Transparency left right slider, 0. Transparency edit spin box, 0%. Apply to All button.
This applies the same color as a background to all the other slides that you create as well. Press Control Spacebar.
Menu. Move.
Choose Close in the menu.
Size. Close.
And then activate it with the Enter key.
Leaving menus. No selection. To select an object, press Tab.
Save the presentation and give it a name before continuing with the lesson. Choose Save As and give it a different name than the original that the lesson came with so that you can have the original for testing and experimenting in the future. I'll press Function Key F12.
F12. Save As Dialog. File Name : Edit Combo. birdsofthewetlands.pptx.
The Save As dialog box opens with the file name birdsofthewetlands.pptx. That sounds good, so I'll press Enter.
Edit unavailable. No selection. To select an object, press Tab.
Add an image as a background to the title slide so that it covers the whole slide. Exercise. Add an image to the entire slide as a background. The image used for the background should be a light color if you're using dark text, or a dark color if you're using lighter colored text. Make sure you're in the main slide area and not at the object level. Note. Another new addition beginning with PowerPoint 2013 is the introduction of a wider slide area. This gives more room for text and objects in today's world of presentations where people are using larger sized monitors. As a result, if you simply use the Insert tab followed by the Picture button, Alt-N November followed by P, Papa, the picture does not cover the entire slide area. There's a wide section of empty space on the left and right sides of the title slide. In the next section, you'll use a different technique to insert the picture so that it covers the entire slide. Use the Design tab of the ribbon to insert the picture and cover the entire slide. In your documentation, there's a link Sample Files folder. I'll switch back over to the documentation.
PowerPoint 2016-Lesson 1-Introduction-Internet Explorer. Prior page visited link.
I'll bring up the JAWS list of links with Insert F7.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Prior page. 3 of 4.
I'll choose the Sample Files folder link.
Florida Mask. Sample Files folder.
And press Enter.
Sample Files folder link. Home. Sample Files. Items view multi-select list box.
I'm going to press Alt D Delta to move to the address bar and copy the address of this folder.
Alt D. Address edit combo. C:\back.
Control C.
Copied selection to clipboard.
I'll press Alt Tab to go back to the lesson.
Ready. birdsofthewetlands.pptx-powerpoint. Birds of the Wetlands slide. 1 of 1. No selection. To select an object, press Tab.
Press Alt G, Golf, to move focus to the Design tab of the ribbon.
Upper ribbon. Group box. Design tab.
Press F to activate the Format Background button, which is in the Customize group of the lower ribbon.
Leaving menu bar. No selection. To select an object, press Tab. No selection. To select an object, press Tab.
The Format Background task pane opens on the right side of the screen. Focus is on the Fill button. JAWS reports it as selected. Press Tab to move to a group of radio buttons.
Fill button checked. Solid fill radio button checked.
The first one is solid fill. Press down arrow to choose picture or texture fill.
Gradient fill radio button checked. Picture or texture fill radio button checked.
Press tab to move to the file button to insert a picture from a file on your computer and then activate it with the spacebar.
Hide background graphics checkbox not checked. File dot 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 button. No selection. Insert picture dialog. File name colon. Edit combo.
I'll press Alt D to go to the address bar.
Alt D. Address edit combo. Pictures.
And paste the path to the sample files folder.
Pasted from clipboard.
And press Enter.
Toolbar all location split button.
And then I'll press tab to find the picture background picture owl in tree.
Search box edit. Explorer pane. Tree view, shell folder view, items view list box, background picture owl in tree.jpg, 8/1/2011-10/12 a.m. JPG file 54 kilobytes, 1 of 2. Background picture owl in tree.jpg.
I selected it and I'll press enter.
File dot 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 button.
Press control spacebar and then choose close to close the format background task pane.
Menu. Move. Size. Close. Leaving menus. No selection. To select an object, press tab.
The picture should cover the entire slide. Create a second slide with title, text, and one content object placeholder. Exercise. Create a second slide with a title, a text object on the left side of the screen, a picture of a bird on the right side of the screen, and an icon button to play the sounds of the bird pictured. Create alternate text for both the picture of the bird as well as the icon button for playing the sound. Press Alt-H to go to the Home tab of the ribbon.
Alt-H, upper ribbon, group box, Home tab.
Press I to activate the new slide split button in the slides group of the lower ribbon.
Leaving menu bar, office theme, birds of the wetland slide, 1 of 1. Title slide button.
The office theme gallery of slide types opens. Press arrow keys to explore the choices here.
Title and content grid, 2. Section header grid, 3 of 9. Title only grid, 6 of 9. Comparison grid, 5 of 9. 2 content grid, 4 of 9.
Choose 2 content, which has a title placeholder at the top, a content placeholder on the left, and a second content placeholder on the right side of the screen. The content area on the right side is where you'll put a photo of the bird for the presentation. You can also press Ctrl-M, mic, to create a standard slide with a title placeholder and a single large placeholder beneath it, which is commonly used for bullet points. Press Enter to add the second slide to the presentation.
No selection. To select an object, press Tab.
Press F6 if necessary to move through the different areas of the screen until you reach the slide area again.
F6, toolbar, notes button, F6, upper ribbon, F6, slide thumbnails tab, F6, slide area, no selection. To select an object, press tab.
Press tab to move to the title placeholder and press enter to go into edit mode.
Title placeholder. Edit.
Type in something like pileated woodpecker, and then press Escape to go back to the object level. PILEATED space woodpecker WOODPECKER.
Escape. Object level. Pileated woodpecker slide. 2 of 2. Title placeholder. Level 1. Pileated woodpecker.
Note. Another change that's new in PowerPoint 2016 from prior versions of PowerPoint is that the text of the title placeholders is left justified instead of centered. Press Tab to move to the first content object placeholder and then Enter to go into edit mode.
Object placeholder. Edit.
This object content holder takes up most of the left side of the screen below the title placeholder. As you type, a bullet point is created and text is left justified. When you press Enter, a new bullet point is created below the first one. Type in some different bullet points, such as the following. scientific name.
Edit.
Colon.
Colon.
Dryocopus pileatus. Capital D, R, Y.
Blank.
O, C, O, P, U, S, space P, I, L, E, A, T, U, S. Body. Build description. Other characteristics.
Blank.
Status. Reproduction. Distribution. Habitat. And diet. Note, as you type the words distribution, habitat, and diet, PowerPoint begins automatically resizing the text to fit within the object area. If it didn't, the text would flow off the screen. Be aware that if you put too many bullet points, not only is it going to be more difficult for your audience to see, because the text gets smaller and smaller, but it's also bad form. Press Escape when you're finished with the text entry to move back to the object level.
Escape. Object level. Pileated woodpecker slide. 2 of 2. Object placeholder. Level 1. Bullet scientific name colon Dryocopus pileatus. Align left. Bullet body. Bullet build description. Bullet other characteristics. Bullet status. Bullet reproduction. Bullet distribution. Bullet habitat. Bullet diet.
Press Tab to move to the second content object placeholder at the object level.
Object placeholder.
This object placeholder takes up most of the right side of the screen below the title placeholder. Press Alt-N, November, to move to the Insert tab of the ribbon.
Alt-N, upper ribbon, group box, insert tab.
Press P, Papa, to activate the picture button in the images group of the lower ribbon.
Leaving menu bar, insert picture dialog, file name colon, edit combo, file name colon, edit combo.
The Insert Picture dialog box opens. I'll press Shift-Tab to move to the list of files.
Insert Picture dialog. Explorer pane. Background picture lintree.jpg.
Choose the picture for the pileated woodpecker and press Enter to close the dialog box.
Pileatedwoodpecker.jpg. Object placeholder. Object placeholder. Object placeholder.
Note. In this case, it's not necessary to adjust the image size since the object placeholder is smaller than the entire slide. PowerPoint automatically adjusts the object to fit the picture. Some of you may have noticed a Design Ideas task pane open on the right side of the screen. It shows some alternate styles for the slide with the image. Some of these look quite nice. Press the Application key and choose Size and Position from the menu.
Shift F10, menu, cut, format picture dot dot dot, size and position dot dot dot. Leaving menus, size and properties button selected.
The format picture task pane opens. Focus is on the size and properties button. Next to the size and position button are icons for the following. Fill and line. Effects. Size and properties, currently has the focus. And picture. Press Shift Tab to move backwards to the Alt Text button, which is the last item in the task pane, and then press Enter to open some choices that appear below it.
Alt Text button. Checked.
Note, the graphic symbol to the left of the Alt Text button and to the left of the text box and the position buttons looks like a right-pointing triangle. When it's closed, pointing to the right, there's no indication at the current time that there is an expandable control here. This will hopefully change in the future to read better. In the meantime, when the control is open, JAWS does see it as checked, so it's possible to tell if the controls are opened or closed. Press Tab to move to the description edit area, and then type in something like the following.
Title edit. Description edit. Confidence.
A pileated woodpecker clings to the side of a tree covered with moss. A pileated woodpecker clings to the side of a tree covered with moss.
Period.
Press Control Spacebar and then choose Close in the menu.
Menu. Move. Size. Close. Leaving menus. Object placeholder. A pileated woodpecker clings to the side of a tree covered with moss.
The Format Picture task pane closes and focus returns to the object. Note, PowerPoint 2016 has a new accessibility feature. It attempts to add alt attributes to images automatically. For example, the image of the pileated woodpecker in the presentation was auto-tagged with the following text: a bird sitting on a branch. Description generated with very high confidence. That's pretty good. Not quite correct, but close. This is a nice new feature in PowerPoint. JAWS announced the following help text as well that PowerPoint provided at that point. We automatically add alt text to describe your images to people who have vision impairments. To edit this description or write your own, click on this bar or right-click the image and choose Edit Alt Text. Got it button. Note, another new feature is the automatic deployment of the Design Ideas task pane. After inserting some images, it may open on the right side when you insert a picture. It shows some alternate styles for the slide with the image. Some of these look quite nice also. Add an icon to play a sound. Exercise. Next, add an icon to play a sound. Press Escape to return to the slide level from the object level.
Escape. No selection. To select an object, press Tab.
Press Alt-N, November, to move to the Insert tab of the ribbon.
Alt-N, upper ribbon, group box, Insert tab.
Look in the Media group of the lower ribbon and choose the Audio split button, O, in the group.
Menu, leaving menus, audio on my PC dot dot dot.
A submenu opens. Choose Audio on my PC, and then press Enter.
Leaving menus, upper ribbon, group box, Insert tab, leaving menu bar, insert audio dialog, file name colon, edit combo.
The insert audio dialog box opens. I'll press shift tab twice to move to the list of files.
Explorer pane, folder layout pane, shell folder view, items view list box, header, name split button. Pileated woodpecker.wav.
And I'll press spacebar to select it.
Pileated woodpecker.wav.
I'll press Enter.
Media. Media overlaps right edge of object placeholder. Media. Media overlaps right edge of object placeholder.
A media button gets inserted into the middle of the slide. Note, this slide layout works fine for the placement of the icon. It appears between the text on the left and the picture on the right, directly in the center of the screen. JAWS may announce that it overlaps the picture, but visually it does not. Next, add alternate text to the play sound icon. Follow steps listed previously for adding alternate text to a picture. Label the alternate text something like the following: button to play the call of a pileated woodpecker. Shift F10.
Shift F10. Menu. Cut.
To open the context menu, up arrow to size and position.
Format picture dot dot dot. Size and position dot dot dot.
Enter.
Leaving menus. Size and properties button selected.
Shift tab to get to the alt text description quicker.
Description edit.
Button to play. The call of a pileated woodpecker, pileated woodpecker, woodpecker, period.
Period.
Close the task pane by pressing Control Spacebar, and then choose Close in the menu.
Menu. Move. Size. Close. Leaving menus. Media. Button to play the call of a pileated woodpecker. Media overlaps right edge of object placeholder. Media. Button to play the call of a pileated woodpecker. Media overlaps right edge of object placeholder.
Save your presentation and then run it in slideshow mode by pressing F5.
Control S. F5. Slide 1. Birds of the Wetlands. By Dan Clark. Freedom Scientific Training Department. Slide 2. Pileated Woodpecker. Bullet Scientific Name : Dryocopus pilatus. Bullet Body. Bullet Bill Description. Bullet Other Characteristics. Bullet Status. Bullet Reproduction. Bullet Distribution. Bullet Habitat. Bullet Diet. A pileated woodpecker clings to the side of a tree covered with moss. Button to play the call of a pileated woodpecker.
Note: to advance from slide to slide or bullet point to bullet point while giving a presentation, press the spacebar if you're using the keyboard or press left mouse click. To go backwards using the keyboard, press backspace or scroll the mouse wheel up. How does the slideshow read with JAWS? What you should notice is that the text on each slide reads automatically with JAWS from top to bottom as each new slide comes into view. You can press Control Home on each slide and read the text of the slide one line at a time if you wish. However, when doing a presentation, the ideal way for text to appear on a slide is one bullet point at a time. This gives you time to discuss that bullet point before showing the audience all the text on the slide. When all the text on the slide is shown at once, the audience tends to read ahead and may not be paying total attention to your discussion about a certain bullet point. Also, notice that the sound does not play automatically. A person using a mouse during a presentation can click the sound button and play it. If you press Tab during the presentation to move to the audio button, you can play or pause the audio by pressing Alt or Control Enter.
Pileated woodpecker. End of slideshow. Click to exit. Escape. Birds of the Wetlands.
This is nice for repeating the audio later, but in the next lesson, we'll correct these slides so that each bullet point flies in one at a time, and we'll also set the button to play the sound automatically. Florida Master Naturalist Program. The photos used in this workshop are used with permission of Dr. Martin Main, Ph.D., Program Leader, Florida Master Naturalist Program Associate Professor and Wildlife Ecologist at the University of Florida, IFAS, Southwest Florida Research and Education Center, Department of Wildlife, Ecology, and Conservation. Visit the link, Florida Master Naturalist Program homepage, for information about course offerings, training locations, job and volunteer opportunities, and more. I'm going to switch back over to the lesson.
PowerPoint 2016-Lesson 1-Introduction-Internet Explorer. PowerPoint 2016-Lesson 1.
I'll activate the next page link.
Florida Master Naturalist Program home page opens in a new window link. Prior page link. Next page link. Conclusion and contact information.
This brings up the contact information page. My contact information and the contact information for Dusty Voorhees, also in the training department, is here. Feel free to call or write if you have any questions as you're going through our training. There's also a link in your documentation on this page, quote, entire contents of today's presentation, end quote, that will open up a zip file, including the lesson documentation and practice photos. Thanks for joining us in Lesson 1, PowerPoint 2016.